Joined live on the KRMG Morning News by Tulsa Homicide Sergeant Dave Walker. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us so early. We want to clarify this because, as far as we know, we and our partners at Fox 23 are the only ones reporting this. So we just want to hear directly from you. As of late in the day yesterday, the only description we had was that this man who was shot and killed by police had a gun in his hand. And that's about as far as it went. But you have confirmed for us that you've seen the video, and what, this guy did shoot first?
Well, I'm not going to say he shot first. I am going to say that he did shoot one round from inside the car at the officer that was standing by the driver's side door. And just looking at the car and all the bullets inside and out, this one round that he fired inside the car outside of the to the driver's side window was unusual, so it had to come from inside, and we were able to confirm that yesterday by finding a shell casing to a .45, which none of our officers shot. So where that shell casing was found, the gun, it matches up with the suspect firing one round from inside out at the officer.
But by looking at the video, you can't tell if, in fact, he fired first.
I can pretty much say he did not fire first by looking at the video. It does confirm that he had a gun in his hand. It's just that who shot first is going to take a little bit more reviewing of the video, but my opinion is no. He shot after the officer shot.
That raises a whole other list of questions then. The description was a suspect, and we say suspect, I guess, now because he fired a shot, but I was uncomfortable with it, maybe say subject, because do we even know if there was a crime being committed or any crime associated with this incident yesterday?
Well, I think the officer seeing the gun inside a car is reason enough to...
But hang on, this is Oklahoma. You can have a gun in your car. Just having a gun in your hand, not a crime.
Well, I haven't really decided or talked to the officer to determine if the gun was coming up. Yeah. In regards, we don't have to wait for him to shoot at us.
Right.
Sure, nobody is assuming we have to do that. I think a lot of the circumstances around this encounter are going to play into this. There's a lot of other things that went on before the shooting. So, I mean, it's all going to play out once it comes out. But yeah. Right now, this individual, because of his convicted status in the state of Oklahoma, should not have had a gun anyway.
Gotcha. So, that's new information right there. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's just... We're not walking up on cars taking guns from lawful citizens. So,
that brings up the point. Can you tell us about these consensual contact situations? What is that?
Well, I mean, that's a contact where law enforcement goes up and talks to individuals. I mean, the individual does have a right to say that I haven't done anything wrong and move on. That didn't happen here.
Okay.
We were... engaging in conversation with two individuals, and the third one had a gun in his hand, and that led to the shooting.
Well, I really appreciate you stopping by and clarifying all of that for us. We had so many questions this morning. This goes a long ways toward answering many of them. Sergeant Walker, thank you.
Okay.
Tulsa Police Homicide Sergeant Dave Walker, 6:14 on the KRMG Morning News.